of the universe, how big the universe is, like on a Discovery Channel or anything like that? I don't want to get Greg.
It's just a tip. I read this in a book and it's amazing that, because it reminded me of something Greg said last year, but the Earth in relationship to our sun, if you put it on a model, the Earth is the size of a peppercorn. A peppercorn, yeah, everybody's got a pepper mill at home. A peppercorn is tiny. The sun, our sun, is about the size of a softball, and it's about, if you're making just a model, it's 28 yards away. The sun is 28 yards away on the model from the peppercorn.
Wow.
Okay, it's about the size of a softball. It takes 8 minutes for light to get from the sun to the earth. 8 minutes. Okay, now this, I'm just talking about our own little galaxy here called the Milky Way. Everybody knows that, right? It's one of the smallest galaxies in the universe, and it was chosen by God for us. So, everybody knows that the sun is a star. Okay, the closest star to this in our galaxy, on the model, would be 4,000 miles away from the softball. The closest star to the sun on the model would be 4,000 miles away. It's like 4.5 light years.
So this is on the scale of
considering
the Earth as a 54, it's only
10 of the south. So
if the peppercorn was in Orlando, Florida, if the peppercorn was in Orlando, Florida, and the softball was 28 yards away, the size of the beach ball, because the star is bigger, would be in Seattle, Washington.
Wow.
That's the next closest star. Okay? It takes, if you enjoyed the sun today, or the twinkling from this star today, it initiated when Abraham married Sarah. That's how long it took the light to get from there to the earth. It took, what, 4,000 years, 5,000 years? To get the light to get to the earth. And remember, we're still in the confines of our own little galaxy, the Milky Way. We're still in our galaxy. This is the Milky Way. And this is not the biggest star. This is not the biggest star in our galaxy. This is not the biggest star. There's a star that dwarfs everything, and it would make the Earth, the peppercorn, the largest star in our galaxy, would be the size of the Earth compared to the peppercorn.
Wow.
Now, God, now they say there's 1 billion stars like the sun and this in the Milky Way. 1 billion. The experts, and I don't know anything about scientists, but they say there are 1 billion galaxies like the Milky Way, and we are a small one.
A billion?
A billion galaxies like this.
That's
when God said, when God started creation, he started something. It's still going on out there. All the scientists say the universe is still expanding at the rate of light. So every second we sit here, you know, the universe expands another 186,000 miles. Okay? Now, Isaiah 40, this is what just kind of blew my mind. Isaiah 40 says, God, you can measure the universe with the span of your hand. That's from your thumb to your pinky.
Wow.
Now, does that mean God's got a big hand? Or does that mean he has the ability to be everywhere in the universe at once? You know, I don't know that one, but all I know is God is magnificent. He's immense. And then last year, Greg came up with this little gem that I haven't forgotten. If you take this podium and you turn it on its side, you get the size of the Ark of the Covenant, about somewhere about that size. And God loved his people so much, he wanted to be near his people so much, he took himself which he can span the universe with the palm of his hand, and he forced himself to live inside of a box that could be near his people. That's how much he loves us. And he was good with that.
He humbled himself to do that.
He humbled himself. God, the creator of all of this, humbled himself to be close to us by putting himself in a little tiny box. I remember this every time I worship, I remember this, and I remember that, and it takes me into a better place of worship.
Eric, thank you for the trip around the cosmos.
Sure.
One question.
Yeah.
Can this be a BB instead of a peppercorn?
Can you turn that off yet?